Music here at UL Lafayette, actually head of the Performing Arts School of Music and Performing Arts Department, and Sean directs the UL Opera Theater program here at the university. And they're here to talk about a really wonderful night of music that has been put together by the Friends of Music to help with scholarships in the School of Music. So maybe before we talk about the specifics of the program, which will take place this coming Saturday, the 11th, let's talk about the School of Music and why it's so important. I mean, obviously scholarships are important at a university for students, but your students, I think, have a particular need of scholarships.
Well, that's true, Judith. So many of our students work and, work part-time jobs, and to be a successful music student, they need to be practicing many hours a day, and they have all their other studies as well. So if it means that a student maybe is working a little less at a job or can get a little help for their parents, that helps us and it helps the students. It gives them a better chance of succeeding at what they're doing.
Right, and I think that's important that they have all of their regular studies that they study for and they have to practice, whether it's voice or a musical instrument.
And it's not just practice, it's rehearsal. I know personally, doing what I do, we rehearse four nights a week for 3 hours every night. So it takes away from their time, their ability to work.
Right.
Therefore, these scholarships really are stipends sometimes that we call them, because come really in handy.
I know the students in the School of Music, this School of Music, do perform a lot. That's one thing that you all are very proud of, is that whether they are jazz students or classical students, voice students, they're performing. And that does take a lot of time, whether it's just practicing their own instrument or rehearsing for a particular program. So scholarships are quite important to them, and it makes their life possible here at the university, and of course helps to attract students to the university.
There's a lot of competition among the music schools around the state and out of state, and for us to attract the best students, we need to be able to offer them scholarships because others are.
Right.
And we do it truly out of just the goodness of our hearts, but it's also what we need to survive.
Right. And for their professional development and for allowing them to successfully finish these degree programs in the School of Music.
I also find, this may be the wrong way to look at it, but I find, too, when you give a student a stipend to participate in something, there's something about that they're doing this for not just for the wonderfulness of performing it, but they're doing it for a financial gain, which helps them to look towards their future and say, well, I'm going to be doing this for a living. It really makes what they're studying a business, as well as just, the love of the art.
Right. It feels more professional. Mm-hmm. They're being paid for
this.
And
it's like, oh, I'm getting paid, so I have to really, be good.
Right. That's a good way to look at that. Mm-hmm. Now, the Friends of Music has a group that's been helping the School of Music for quite some time now. How long have they been in existence?
I want to say they've been around for around maybe 15, 17 years, somewhere in that neighborhood.
We can never remember the number of years. This is my 15th year, and it was already
established
here when I got here. So I was in about year three, so I'm guessing 18 by now, if I have to guess.
And they have been very instrumental in helping you all raise money for scholarships.
They've been hugely instrumental. They've been it's a group of volunteers in the community who just give of their time just to help us and help the students. And it always amazes me, and I just always feel grateful and thankful that these people are out there working on our behalf. And I think that's one of the strengths of a School of Music, is that I think it does attract that kind of devotion. I think people connect emotionally to music, and I think people want to help and want to help students gain that, what Sean was saying, become professionals in it, but also gain that connection to what we're doing and what they're doing.
Right.
And also they can come to see, in, let's say, a math scholarship, you don't necessarily have anything to look at, but they come to the performances. They see, they won one of our scholarships, or they placed first in our competition, and now they're going on to do this. And that's really it. There's a sense of pride with these ladies.
Yes, an immediate connection. You're right. I mean, the math, it's just a little harder to have that same connection. In fact, I just interviewed the winner of the Friends of Music classical guitar competition last week, and he brought his guitar and played a piece for us, and that was wonderful that they support that competition, which again adds to the professionalism of what your students are striving for.
That's right. The competitions are another facet of it. We do give scholarships But we also, the Friends of Music also gives money for four different types of competitions, guitar being one of them. And that it helps motivate students in another way, you know, both the desire to do well and to win a competition, but also to get some money as well.
It never hurts. Mm-hmm. Well, this performance this Saturday, it's not a competition. It's purely entertainment.
We could make it a competition.
Good. Called A Night to Remember, and it is in memoriam to a student, I believe. It says a memorial tribute to Eric Michael Domain.
Right. He wasn't a student here, but he was, I believe, at a community college. And he loved music and he loved to play piano, and it's a tribute for him.
Right. So what's going to happen on Saturday? It's from 6:30 to 9:30 at Hotel Acadiana. There's food, drinks, and obviously music. What kind of music will we be hearing?
Yes, it starts at 6:30. And for the first hour, it's basically eat, drink, and be merry. Mm-hmm. There will be a silent auction. So everybody who's coming, bring your checkbooks and some wonderful items to purchase. And then starting around 7:30, we're going to have the performance, about a 45-minute performance of 98% of our students. I'm the MC for it, so I'll be lending my voice for a couple of lines, and Mr. William Plummer, our choral director, is going to be playing, but everybody else performing are students. So they'll get to see what they're giving their money for, and this is the result of the scholarships. And then after that, it's just more merriment and finish bidding on those items. And so it'll be a lot of fun. The Hotel Acadiana.
And that's going to be a real showcase of what you offer in the
school of music. We're having the Echelon Brass Quintet, a string quartet, some percussion, and some singers, of course, and always singers. And a flute and marimba duet, which will be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Any particular pieces that, well, obviously you're into the vocal, but any particular pieces?
The string quartet's playing the Dvorak Eighth, the first movement of that. And then the brass are playing two jazz pieces, Take the A-Train and the Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Mm-hmm. The singers are doing a couple of Broadway tunes. And we also have the winner of the voice competition. She's performing her operatic aria. And I forget the name of the piece of the marimba and flute. It's a contemporary piece, and I don't know it that well.
Well, what an opportunity to hear a sampling of what the students are doing in the School of Music. Every time I have heard them perform, whether it's the big band group, the big band jazz ensemble, or the wind ensemble, or some of the smaller combos, or the vocalists, they always sound professional. There's just such a sense of energy and enthusiasm among the students, and they are, as you said, working towards being professionals in their field.
And then I think for the first hour, we have one of Garth's jazz pianos.
We have a jazz piano student playing background music, but he's a marvelous player and should just sort of add a certain dimension to the eating and drinking and merriment.
Festivities.
You know, there have been some big names that have come out of the School of Music over the decades.
Yeah,
and wouldn't it be nice to have said, you know what? I saw that person sing. I saw that person perform way back when they were a student. That's always the great opportunity we have here at the university, is to be right there at their inception when they are about to go off, but are still students here. And that's just a great reason to go to exhibits, to go to concerts and showcases like this, that we have so much talent here.
Yeah, and we're also hoping, we always hope that we can get some alumni to come back. I'm an alumni personally, so I will be there. And we hope to get other School of Music alumni as well as the entire university to come see, you know, our new crop of students and have pride in what our School of Music brings.
Absolutely. And I know we have a lot of alums who listen to this program, so we hope that they'll take the opportunity to help with this scholarship effort with the Friends of Music. And also, there are a lot of students who listen at this time who are just getting off of high school, some middle schoolers. But I would think that if there are any high school students who are thinking about majoring in music, this might be a good opportunity for their parents to bring them to this showcase, and they get to hear what's happening in the School of Music.
And they can see a slightly different facet of what they normally see. And that, like you mentioned, you know, we have high-profile groups like the Jazz Ensemble and the Wind Ensemble, the orchestra, the marching band. But some of these groups are a little bit smaller, you know, maybe a duo, a quartet, a quintet. and where individuals can shine even a little bit more. And I think that's important for the student performers to have that opportunity. But it also gives the audience a chance to see another part of what we do and what the students do.
Right. Well, even just calling it the Echelon Brass, you know, that sounds like they're from New York. that's such a great name. Yes, to see them working professionally as students mm-hmm. together and in groups and just to see what it means to be a music student here at the university and mm-hmm. what you might become involved with. So mm-hmm. that would be a great opportunity. Any parents or teachers listening, this would be a good time to bring potential music students to hear what's going on.
And, you know, really for the students performing, it's another opportunity to perform
right.
in front of the group and do what you worked on all semester and get to performance again, because sometimes you only do one performance of
mm-hmm,
things.
Mm-hmm.
And as a performer myself, I remember it's always nice to have multiple times to do things.
Yes. And, of course, exams end on Friday, so they will be feeling particularly celebratory.
Yeah.
And
the timing's perfect.
They'll be quite joyous in their performances. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Garth Alper and Sean Roy here at the UL Lafayette School of Music. Garth is the head of the school, and Sean is the head of the UL Opera Theater Program. There will be a benefit put on by the Friends of Music this Friday called A Night to Remember.
Saturday.
Saturday the 11th. Again, after exams are over and everyone's feeling great, this Saturday at Hotel Acadiana. Tickets are available by calling the School of Music, or who should they contact?
They can call the School of Music at 482-6016, or tickets are also available on our website, which is friendsofmusicacadiana.org. friendsofmusicacadiana.org,
mm-hmm.
or there's a telephone number as well, another telephone number they can call if they'd like.
All right. And yes, if they call the School of Music, certainly they can get some of that information,
yes.
But that number is 349-8505, 349-8505. And we'll have that number here at the station. And again, you can just call the School of Music, and I'm sure the main office would have some of these numbers as well.
And tickets are also available at the door.
At the door, right.
Okay, at the door.
That's it.
And that will be this Saturday, May 11th, 6:30 to 9:30 at Hotel Acadiana. Food, music, and a silent auction as well that will go to benefit scholarships for the School of Music and scholarships for all kinds of music. You've got band scholarships. You've got individual
yes.
performance scholarships. So there's a wide variety of scholarships that you're offering.
Yep.
So if there are any students who are interested in pursuing a music degree, what's the best course? Should they look your website up? Should they mm-hmm. – I mean, I know they have preview days for students. Does the School of Music have any special days?
Yes. You know, the university at those preview days, if someone's mm-hmm. interested in music, the students will get a broad view of the campus. But those interested in music will end up with us
mm-hmm.
showing
mm-hmm.
them around. But anyone who's interested in music, they can look at the website, which is music.louisiana.edu, or they can just call us. They can call us at, again, 482-6016, the same number for tickets. And they can just I'd be glad to talk to them. I'd be glad to show them around. I'd be glad to show them the different degree options. And we have a whole lot of different exciting new degrees. So
yes, that's right. You do some music business. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, you've had music media for a long time.
Right. And now we have traditional music.
Right. So many things you can study in the
yeah.
School of Music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, my guests, Garth Alper, Sean Roy, here talking about a benefit for scholarships for the School of Music here at UL Lafayette this Saturday at Hotel Acadiana. It starts at 6:30. Anyone can attend. You can get tickets at the door or at the numbers that we mentioned as well. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.